Wings above the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland. Detective Inspector Napoleon Bonaparte has now left Coolibah Homestead for the Stockman's Hut at Faraway Bore, his intention being to make it his headquarters while he investigates the scene of the aeroplane crash. In questioning Ned Hamblin at the hut, he discovered that Ted Sharp, the head stockman, had not been telling the truth about his movements on the night the aeroplane was stolen. In Golden Dawn, Sergeant Cox received a visit from the representative of the New Era Fire Insurance Company, Mr. Cartwright, who is to fly to Emu Lake with Captain Loveacre. At this moment, Boney is crossing Emu Lake paddock with the two station blacks, Shuteye and Bill Sykes.
Here been plane, boss. Over there, see?
Yes, so it is. What remains of it?
We been leave them the horses here and go been see, eh, boss?
Yes, all right, Shuteye. It must have been a big fire. Why, the ground is blackened all round it.
Big fire, yes. All many billies there, boss.
Yes, Bill Sykes, I can scarcely believe that exploding petrol would have such destructive force. I wonder if it was only petrol.
Too right, boss. That petrol, all right. More bad than the gin bet, boss.
Well, let us go to work. I understand you two have hunted for tracks all about the wreckage and all round the lake. Is that right?
Sure, boss. We've been done that.
Too right, boss.
And yet it is quite possible that a man came here and set fire to the aeroplane. You did not see any tracks at all?
No, boss.
You were looking for white man's tracks, I suppose?
Sure, boss. No black fella do this thing. Black fella no understand them plain. He keep a long way off.
Yes, but I do not think this was an ordinary white man. I think he knew some black fella tricks.
What you been meanin', boss?
Well, you two black fellas have been looking for white man's boot tracks, eh?
Yeah, boss.
You do not think it might have been a white man wise to black fella dodges? You do not think white fella do same as black fella when he runs away with Lubra, eh? You no think perhaps white fella put blood on his feet and stick his feet in feathers till the blood dries hard so that they will not come off? And then he walk about without making tracks, eh?
We never been think of that, boss.
Well, that white fella come long way on foot, and he go back long way on foot. Even feathered feet make little smudge on sand. Perhaps that fella drop cigarette and or match. Perhaps he scratch his head and drop some hairs. We find out, eh?
Too right, boss.
Perhaps you're right, Boney. We go see now, eh?
Yes. If this man knew about blackfellow tricks, he may have deceived you. We will make certain this time.
All right, Boney. Me track him like Jackie.
Splendid. We will track in a growing circle, all three of us. Ah, here is the aeroplane. We spread out like em we must a cattle, eh? Then we walk round and round, farther and farther away from aeroplane.
Good old boss.
Now you, Shuteye, you go way back till I say you stop.
Yeah, Boney. I go way and back like this, eh?
And you, Bill Sykes, you go way back past Shuteye.
Yes, boss. Him clever fella, put feathers on feet. But Bill Sykes, clever fella too.
All right, Shuteye, you stop there. Go on, Bill Sykes, further out. That's it. Now then, start to walk. And you must not miss anything, see?
All right, boss.
We are going to find these tracks if it takes us all day. All right, boys. Dinner time. We knock off now.
Good old Boney. Me been hungry, fella.
Fetch the billy, Bill Sykes. By Jove, it is after 2 o'clock, and still no track to be seen.
How much longer we been looking, boss?
Until we find something.
Suppose the sun go away, Boney. We still look?
Certainly.
I no think it any white fella come here.
You wait and see. Hurry up with that billy, Bill Sykes.
I come now, boss.
That aeroplane been catching fire itself, all right.
Yes. Well, until we have proof of that, we will assume that someone set fire to it. He might have left feathers from his feet for one of those willy-willies to sweep up and carry away for miles.
Oh, plenty willy-willy over there now, boss.
Yes, it is the season for them. Have you seen many before today?
Sure, boss. They always plenty round here.
Oh, it is very tiring work, this. I hope to find something long before this. Never mind. We shall before the sun goes down.
Another white fella in airplane might set fire to this one. Think you, boss?
I do not know. The man might have flown over and dropped a bomb, but I think it is most unlikely. Who has an aeroplane besides Dr. Knowles?
Oh, no one, boss. Them flying machine him too tricky for ordinary fella to fly around in. Old Bill Sykes here couldn't fly one nohow.
No bloody fear. What's good enough for this fella? Way up there, too close to Bishop.
I wish I could learn a little more about this mystery. Surely that poor young lady in bed at Coolabah could not have stolen the aeroplane herself. But even if she did, it is quite obvious she did not set fire to it. No, there is some other man or men concerned in it all.
You're right, Bonnie. You talk a good sense.
Listen, you two black fellows. We have got to find some tracks. We must. You nearly finished, Tucker?
Oh, pretty, boss.
All right. When you are finished, come over to me again. I am going to see what I can find now.
Good old Bonnie.
See nothing yet, Bill Sykes?
No, boss. Only sand. That's all.
Never mind.
Sun getting low now, Bonnie. We have to stop soon.
Boss, I've been finding there something. Bonnie, you come here and look. I'll find him there something.
What is it?
You come and see.
What have you found?
Here, boss, look. I find them stick. I see it on the ground. Some fella, he been kick it up when he walk him about.
By Jove, yes. Give it to me.
That stick. Move now, Bonnie.
Yes, I know that. Where did you find it, Shut-Eye?
Here, boss. You look him on ground.
Yes, I see. There is a depression in the ground where it has been lying for a long time by the look of it.
It has been kick him up.
Yes, you are right, Shut-Eye. Someone has kicked it from its original place. Of course, it might have been a crow or some animal.
No, boss, that no crow. Look, see, no track, no footmark, crow, animal. No, boss, that man.
Hello, look at this. There's a tiny piece of wool caught on the stick. I say, Shut-Eye, there are no sheep on Coolabah, are there?
No, Bonnie, no sheep.
Well, there are no sheep on Coolabah, and yet on this piece of stick is a fiber of wool. How far from here are the nearest sheep?
West of Coolabah is a nice town. Big station, all cattle. But Mr. Kane, he has sheep.
Where does he keep them?
Near homestead.
The homestead is roughly northwest from here, isn't it?
Yes, boss.
You ever see Willy Willys come from the northeast?
No fear, Bonnie. Not this summer.
Therefore, this wool could not have been brought here by Willy Willy. No ordinary wind would have carried it for so many miles. It would certainly have been caught in one of the trees.
Too right, boss.
Perhaps this fellow wear wool on his feet like black fellow wear feathers, eh?
Perhaps, Bonnie.
What other stations run sheep?
Windy Creek and Olari Downs. Butcher at Golden Dawn run sheep on common.
Oh, so far so good. Here is the first clue. It must be well preserved. Hold it for me, Shut-Eye, while I get a cigarette paper.
What for you been wanting cigarette paper?
To wrap the wool fiber in. I shall not lose it then.
I see, boy.
How far away is the Coolabah Tintaroo boundary fence?
About half a mile.
Well, if this stick was kicked aside by a man having wool glued to his feet, he reached Emu Lake from the north, and probably he returned to the north. Now we will track a zigzag course with me taking the middle position. You two keep your distance from me.
Right, Bonnie. We start now?
Yes. Off we go.
Bonnie, I find him. More wool.
Good fellow, Bill Sykes. Where is it?
Here, boss. In the grass. You see him?
Ah, so it is. Now that proves the man came this way. That means he came from the main road from St. Albans to Golden Dawn. We are finding things now, eh? Good trackers, you fellows.
Oh, yes. We good trackers, boss. We best trackers in Australia.
There is no doubt now that this man used sheepskin boots. I have used them myself when I have wanted to leave no tracks. Very clever man, this.
Bonnie, look him over there.
Great heavens, a sandstorm. Grab your horses, boys.
Be getting, Bonnie.
Tie them to a tree, quick. We're in for it now. Down on your faces.
It like big wall, boss.
Never mind what it like, you two. Down on ground. Ah, it's choking.
Another drink, Mr. Cartwright.
All right, just one more, Captain Lovacre. We ought to be moving on pretty soon, though. I've got to be back in Golden Dawn tonight.
You will be. This aeroplane of mine is pretty fast, you know. Mrs. Chambers, two more beers, please. Oh, hello, Dr. Knowles. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Lovacre. Do you know John Kane?
No, we haven't met.
I've heard of you, Lovacre. Had bad luck with your aeroplane, I believe.
Yes, I'd like to meet the fellow who stole it. I'd soon settle his account for him. Oh, this is Mr. Cartwright, a visitor to Golden Dawn. Mr. Kane, Dr. Knowles.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do, man?
There seems to be quite a gathering of airmen here this afternoon.
Yes, three of us.
Mr. Cartwright is distantly connected with the air, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've come up from Brisbane to investigate the burning of Captain Lovegar's aeroplane.
Bit of a mystery, isn't it, Mr. Cartwright?
It won't be once I've had a look at the wreckage.
Some bird deliberately set fire to it, I imagine. Don't you, Kane?
Oh, I don't know the first thing about it. I've heard a few rumors about town, you know, but that's all.
Well, that seems to be Boney's theory, anyway.
Boney? Who's he?
Detective Inspector Napoleon Bonaparte, to give him full honors. Very decent sort of chap. Knows his business, too, I think.
He ought to be something out of the box with a name like that. What makes him think it was deliberately set fire to?
Sure, I don't know.
What I'm hoping is that he catches the fellow who stole my plane. I'll bet £1,000 it didn't catch fire by itself. And when I know who did it, I'm going to barge right into him.
Then if the fellow's any sense, he'll keep away from you, Lovacre. I've an idea that you know how to use your fist.
My oath, I do. You know, I've always a sneaking sympathy for the chap who robs a bank or an insurance company, Mr. Cartwright. But I've none for the petty thief who snatches handbags and sets fire to a poor airman skyjacker.
Quite right, old man. I'd feel exactly the same about it myself. It's only airmen like ourselves who understand these things, I'm afraid.
And it's probably only airmen who would know the right way to go about setting fire to an aeroplane.
I say, that remark of yours, Mr. Cartwright, seems to have caused an extremely awkward silence.
It does, doesn't it? Well, I'll leave you to work it out for yourselves. I'm going to have some lunch. Coming, Lovacre?
Yes. Cheerio, Knowles. Cheerio, Kane.
Cheerio, man.
Goodbye. Ever read detective novels, Knowles?
No, I can't say I do.
I do, frequently. Quite amusing, some of them. But this mystery is not running true to type at all.
Well, what on earth do you mean?
Oh, my dear old chap, nothing at all. How about another drink before lunch?
Good idea. I think so.
Good. Shall we drink to the success of Detective Inspector Napoleon Bonaparte?
What do you think?
Or shall we drink to his Waterloo?